闇迷いもなくなる誰かの声が迷いのない日が来るならそんな日々になってしまうなら何もかも知りたくない。
Was Help Me by Hako Yamazaki. And I'm Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, we are in for a treat, as in, I have arranged for us to listen to a very, very, I would say, beautifully collected playlist today. The set is looking delish, and that's, and let me just say, you're welcome in advance. Maybe that's a little too much to say, but I'm just saying, like, it's going to be pretty good. And famously, okay, if you're familiar with my show, I do love to talk, but by nature of the set being so good, I will talk less today. Yes, okay, everyone cheered, and I didn't like that everyone cheered, so let's keep the cheering to a minimum next time, please. coming up next, we have Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye. I recently just went to Village Vinyl in Coolidge Corner, and I would recommend if you collect CDs or LPs or whatever, I would highly recommend going because they have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful selection, both of like old stuff and very new stuff. And I just found so much good stuff there. And I got this album, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, on CD, which is fantastic because that's been on my Discogs want list. And if you don't know what Discogs is, well, let me introduce you. Discogs is a website in which you can log any like physical media that you collect, musically related. And let me tell you, it's been life-changing. I know it's been around for 1 million years and, hey, local girl discovers music kind of thing, but that's okay. And sometimes it's okay for the local girl to discover music for the first time. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been having a blast on Discogs, logging all my CDs and seeing how much my collection could potentially cost if I ever chose to sell it, which I won't. And I'm loving picking the different versions of the CDs that I want. It's awesome. I'm having a fantastic time with that. So in honor of that, let's get into Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye.
Thank you. If you ever hear that thunder, put your eye to the sky, boy, and wonder. Maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get on in is up to you. If you ever hear that crying in the distance like some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around his little finger. Oh, love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night there? If I die too young and the wolf they come, fee, fi, fo, fum. If I die too young and the locusts come, then run, run, run free. If you ever hear that gunshot, you may think about what you do, but you don't got. Say a prayer, think of mother, I am a rock. Oh yeah. If you ever hear that sound now, if the door gets kicked in, here they come now. Think of others, be their cover, I am what they're not. Pray for Paris, they cannot scare us or stop the music. No, you've got a sweet voice, child, why don't you use it? And if I die too young, if the gunmen come, so release me, every piece of me, up above, up above. Love my mama and my papa, love my sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers. Oh, flying over here, 49 dead, singing, oh my Lord, carry me home. Oh my Lord, carry me home. Oh my Lord, come carry me. I die too young for something I ain't done. Carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Freddie Gray. Oh, sleep easy like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy. If I die too young, let all I've done be remembered. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus in his manger. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus, safe from danger. Songbird, beautiful stranger. Carry on word like some song.
moved out to a new city. June is dawning down on me, and all that I can find. A sickly romance in the air. Lovers stroll without a care inside. Ooh, this can't be right. 'Cause the sun's in cage to the sky, and my best friend's found a new guy. I'm only getting older. I've never had a shoulder to cry on, someone to call mine. Everybody's falling in love, and I'm falling behind. Touched the ocean, fell right in. Stepped outside and burned my skin. My life won't go my way. Bossa nova in my room. Hope that I'll find someone to love. Because the sun's engaged to the sky. My best friend's found a new guy. I'm only falling in love, and I'm falling behind. Everybody's falling in love. Everybody's falling in love. Everybody's falling in love.
Was Falling Behind by Leve, before that Beautiful Strangers by Mavis Staples. If you were into Beautiful Strangers by Mavis Staples, the whole album is awesome. It's Sad and Beautiful World. My uncle recommended it to me, so shout out to Uncle Frank yet again for recommending me on the music. I think that Leve, I think she needs to stop, frankly, because every time I can't even listen to Leve casually, because I'm listening to it and I'm like, how did she do that? She writes her songs. She just picks words. Wow. It's crazy. And she just gets to the point. I'll tell you that much. She gets to the point over that, with those beautiful vocals over that lovely bossa nova. Like, it's sick. I don't know if you guys saw, but Alyssa Liu, the figure skater, skated to Promise by Leve. You're sick. That was crazy. Very emotional skate. I would highly recommend. And let me tell you, put me in a mood yesterday. Put me in a mood to let it linger. Watch Dead Poets Society after that. Hey, maybe not advisable, okay? Maybe not my best work. But, I mean, it was certainly, it matched the vibe. And now here's the thing about Dead Poets Society. I have been so filled with fear to watch that movie, because everyone who's ever told me to watch it kind of goes, you should watch it. It hurts and it sucks and it is so sad. And I'm going, okay, well, it's not the best pitch, okay? But you know what? I watched it and hey, it was sad. And it was also awesome and so good. So, you know, live and let die, I guess. in the feeling of letting it linger, I made this playlist last night, and I was, you know, famously letting it linger, and I feel the set reflects that, and I think I was a little worried that I was going to wake up in the morning and be in, like, the best mood ever, but I'm still feeling, well, famously it's lingering, so we're going to continue with our set. Coming up next, I did my best to, like, kind of make it so that by the end of the set, we're, like, feeling a little uplifted is kind of the vibe, you know? Like, that's the kind of the vibe. And I think that's also true for myself this morning, because I'll tell you what, last night I came to a realization. So recently, my schedule has been what I can only describe as like jam-packed. Like she's full. I'm making plans with people. They're going, "When are you free?" I'm like, "Are you free in 3 weeks?" Like it's really not funny. Are you free Wednesday morning in two weeks? I'm throwing out numbers. Are you free on the 16th? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not funny. My Google Calendar is looking serious, and you know, I've been known to complain about that, and that's true. I've been going around going, you know, I'm so busy, and famously, I took a moment yesterday to reflect upon thyself, because I also, well, famously had the first time to reflect in quite a bit, because I had nothing to do. I came home from work and was like, oh, wow, I can watch a movie and not do my homework and just chill. So I took that time to reflect upon myself, and I was like, you know what, actually, let me stop complaining. Because I'm looking at my schedule, and what I'm seeing is work that I signed up to do, work that I'm getting paid for, work that I want to do. No one is even asking me to do it. I'm doing it for the love of the game. And then, like, hanging out with my friends, meeting cool people. Like, this is what's on my schedule. And I was like, oh, okay, and let's wake that up. Let's become awoken to that. And let's maybe stop complaining, because maybe my schedule is awesome. And famously, if I wanted it to be less busy, guess what I could do, because it's my schedule? Stop booking things. So I was like, yeah, shall we have a moment of counting our blessings? You know, so that's kind of what I did last night. And I'm feeling so much better about my schedule, I'll tell you that much. I'm looking at it and I'm feeling excited about my schedule. So yeah, and I'm feeling grateful for the many things that are happening for me and that are awesome and so cool. So, and also I'm finally getting paid for the work that I've been doing. Because previously I was working an unpaid internship that has now become a paid internship. So really, really, I can't complain. My unethical work situation became mildly more ethical. So that's exciting. And in honor of that, we are going to be listening to I Wish You'd Stay by Club 8. Let's get into it.
Thank you. hillside, break your wrist and crack a smile.
Good night, I know.
was Good Night and Go by Imogen Heap. Before that, 300 Dreams by After. And I think now is the perfect time to hit them with our PSA. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that can lead to colds and flus. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health at first. Ooh, okay. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And I chose this PSA in honor of my artistry professor, who today has made class asynchronous because she has the flu. So shout out to my professor. I hope you feel better soon. And also, thank you for making class asynchronous, because now I can go do the laundry that I have to do. And let me tell you, it's a little bit, it's egregious, is all I can say. So glad to be getting that done. And also, I forgot to do this at the top of the hour, but I'd like to give a quick shout out to the show before me and Max and Noah. So if you are tuning into my show next week, which you should, obviously, I would recommend tuning in an hour early to hear them. And let me just say, next week I have exciting things planned as well. Hopefully a few guests. Yeah, get excited for that. Coming up next, we have more exciting music. And yeah, I mean, honestly, as I was making this set, I was thinking a lot about love. Specifically, what is it? Hey, what is it? What's going on with it? What's the vibe on that? Thoughts? And let me tell you, there's kind of no concrete thoughts on that, because obviously, and you know, I'm trying to formulate my own thoughts, I'm trying to be a free thinker a la Poet Society, you know, so I was thinking about that, and I'll tell you what, nothing like some good music to help you come to some conclusions. Anyway, we're going to be getting into famously more of that music, and coming up next we have Beaches by Beba Doobie.
Truth, 'cause I'm sure
That was Sunday Morning by Margot Gurian. Okay. famous. So Sunday Morning is obviously famous in many, many ways in terms of the time of day. It's pretty good. And I would say this is... Unfortunately, I've been working on Sundays, which has kind of dampened my Sunday mornings for sure. But the idea of a Sunday morning, very pleasant. Yeah, and I also, Beaches by Biba Doobie, in case you didn't quite catch what she said, she did say that all the days blend to one on the right beaches. And that's so true. I was thinking how over the summer I visited Singing Beach. It's along the commuter rail, if you're familiar. And I went by myself. And let me tell you, all the days blend to one when you're on the right beaches. Shoot. I was there and I was like, how long have I even been here? I don't know. I was having a great time by myself. I read a book. I had a snack that I packed for myself and I got Italian ice. It was really awesome. And I don't know. I feel very gullible every time seasons happen because I'm looking outside. I'm like, there is no way it used to be summer. There's just so much snow and ice and it's so freaking cold. There's no way it used to be so hot that I couldn't go outside. Like, there's no way that's true. How is that possible? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I existed, like, in prehistoric times, I would get scared every time the seasons changed. I think that would really be kind of my truth. It's just so impossible to me every time. Wow. And it's not even like I'm, seasons are an abstract concept to me. Like, I'm from New Jersey. Like, this is a very seasonal place. But every time, I'm floored. It really seems like the snow is not going anywhere, which is not great news for me personally. I'm not the most agile, so it makes this kind of like obstacle course not ideal. I'll tell you what, though. There is something romantic about the snow. And this past weekend on Saturday, we got those big fluffy flakes. It's pretty awesome, I won't lie. I mean, it's not awesome when there's kind of just like a thin layer of flurries on top of like a sheet of ice. Not cool. Not cool in that regard, but cool to watch it fall for sure. So just the weather. It's just, and people say the weather is small talk. It feels big right now. Weather feels big, you know. It's 20 degrees outside, which also when I saw that, I was like, oh, it's 20 degrees. Let me wear my my lighter jacket. I recently got this very cute little wool jacket that's just, she's so cute. And I've been like dying to wear it. And I said, 20 degrees, sign me up. And I'm looking at the feels like 13. Okay. And my question, I have a big question for meteorologists out there. How do you find the feels like? Okay. Because the does the thermometer measure the feels like or the actual temperature? And if it measures the actual temperature, how is it not feeling the feels like? You know what I mean? Like, what? Does the wind not also chill the thermometer? You see, I have these sorts of questions about the weather, and no one seems to know, and I don't know any meteorologists, so I don't know quite what to do about that. OMG. Okay, so you know what? Let's just get into the weather forecast while we're here. Tuesday, which is famously tomorrow, we're looking at a 65% chance of precipitation. A wintry mix, if you will. That's gross. I'm kind of anti-wintry mix. And Wednesday, the day after, we're looking at an 80% chance of a wintry mix. Hopefully not too much, looking at less than an inch in both regards, but not pleasant at all. But I'm skipping forward, and I'm seeing that on Saturday, this is huge, Valentine's Day, also famously, we're looking at a high of 40 degrees. Balmy. Balmy, all right? Low of 14, not exciting, but huge, high of 40. I have to go to the aquarium on Saturday, so this is really huge news for me because I was a little bit scared that I was gonna get blown away down by the water. But looking up for me, that's huge. And in the mood, in this sunny mood that we have, on the topic of sun in the winter, I always feel like such a poser wearing sunglasses during the winter, but it feels almost more necessary than during the summer because the snow is reflecting all this light, famously. But it does, I just feel like such a poser. Sunglasses just feel like such a hot weather thing to me. But I think that's just a personal thing. Because I don't look at other people wearing sunglasses during the winter and be like, oh, what posers, you know? Anyway, so let's listen to more music. This is going to be Heaven Knows by 54 Ultra.
No sé si me amas, pero te lo diré en una canción que dice...
I have a shout out, a personal shout out to give. I am organizing a exhibition for SMFA undergrads. It's called the Squares and Rectangles. Well, the Instagram handle is Squares Rectangles Show. It's about the intersection of craft and fine art. And me and my friend Soph are looking for pieces specifically in the so-called craft mediums. That would be ceramics, fibers, metal, wood, papermaking, and book arts. So if you have any artwork that's in any of those mediums, whether a mix or just one, feel free to submit to our show. There are posters up all over SMFA, and also there's the Instagram. I would really appreciate you taking a look. We really want to make an awesome show for everyone who participates. We've secured a space and funding. So get excited, because it's going to be legitness, dare I say. So if you'd like to be part of said legitness, I think you should follow the Instagram. That would be Squares Rectangles Show. And that would, a square and rectangle, both plural, because we're serious. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to my lovely, 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 lovely radio show. And let's see, next week I'm hoping to have some guests. Next week we don't have school. Wake that up. Huge. I love not having school. Mondays are getting really an awful rap this school year. First of all, we started on a Tuesday, and then we had a snow day, and then we had our first normal week of class, the third week of class, and then now my professor is sick, so... And then next Monday, we don't have class. So, my Monday class... Hey, she's kind of gone with the wind right now. And that's okay, and that's fine. Yeah, you know, my coursework, I really should get on top of that, but I've been kind of in a studio mindset. Call me crazy, I go to art school, I'm in a little bit of a studio mindset. The studio space economy at SMFA, it's tight. I would say high demand, low supply. Not ideal, okay? Because ideally, every art student should have their own studio, but famously, that's not how it works at SMFA, because it's one building and there's 400 students. So, but lucky me, I have a studio. So, by nature of not having I don't want the evil eye cast upon me. I'm in the studio all the time. I'm in the studio every day. I would say I go to the studio. I make a point not to go on Mondays so that I have theoretically a day to do said laundry. So that would kind of be 6 days a week. And you might be like, Janie, like, what's that like? How's that? Yeah, surely there's no commute, right? Surely it's close by. That would be wrong. So that would kind of be an hour commute one way. So it is like I am spending, you know, we're looking at, even if I don't go to the studio every day, if I go only the amount I absolutely have to, we are looking at like 6 hours a week commuting. Which is not funny at all. It really isn't. But, you know, I'm learning to love a lot of things about the tea through gritted teeth. The thing is, the tea... I have beef with her, and also I love her. You know, it's a love-hate relationship. I take the red line, transfer Park Street to the green line. Brutal, by the way. Let me just pick the two slowest train lines. Let's do that, shall we? But you know what? It's like... She does her job, eventually. She gets there eventually. Against all odds, she perseveres. And, you know, there's something to learn from that. I might be 30 minutes delayed, but by God, I'll get there. So, you know, pros and cons. We've been listening, by the way, in the background to Sybil's Reverie? Sybil's Reverie by Stereolab. It's an awesome song, and I would recommend listening to it without me talking over it. And coming up shortly, we have Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox. Everyone cheered. I love this album. This would be off Diva. I love this album. I just got the CD, famously. And I really love Walking on Broken Glass. And I'd just like to state for the record that this is my song, and I get annoyed when other people listen to it and claim it's their song. Sorry. I know that's bad, but it's true. I do. So I'm staking my claim on Annie Lennox walking on broken glass right now, because I'll tell you what, there is nothing better than listening to this song and being like, well, shoot, you know what? Maybe life is going to be okay. So let's listen to Walking on Broken Glass together, and let's be okay together. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Trust Reform Radio.
You were the sweetest thing that I